Text numéro 9. As China rises, pollution soars. No country in history has emerged as a major industrial power without creating a legacy of environmental damage that can take decades to undo. But just as the speed and scale of China's rise as an economic power have no clear parallel in history, so its pollution problem has shattered all precedents. Environmental degradation is now so severe, with such domestic and international repercussions, that pollution poses not only a major long-term burden on the Chinese public, but also an acute political challenge to the ruling Communist Party. Public health is concerned. Pollution has made cancer China's leading cause of death, the Ministry of Health says. Ambient air pollution alone is blamed for hundreds of thousands of deaths each year. Nearly 500 million people lack access to safe drinking water. Chinese cities often seem wrapped in a toxic grey cloud. Only 1% of the country's 560 million city dwellers breathe air considered safe by the European Union. Beijing is frantically searching for a magic formula, a meteorological deus ex machina, to clear its skies for the 2008 Olympics. Environmental woes that might be considered catastrophic in some countries can seem commonplace in China. Industrial cities where people rarely see the sun. Children killed or sickened by lead poisoning or other types of local pollution. A coastline with large sections of the ocean no longer sustaining marine life. China is choking on its own success. But the growth derives, now more than at any time in the recent past, from a staggering expansion of heavy industry and urbanisation that requires colossal inputs of energy, almost all from coal, the most readily available and dirtiest source. It is a very awkward situation for the country, because our greatest achievement is also our biggest burden, says Wang Jinan, one of China's leading environmental researchers. There is pressure for change, but many people refuse to accept that we need a new approach so soon. China's problem has become the world's problem. Sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides spewed by China's coal-fired power plants fall as acid rain on Seoul, South Korea, and Tokyo. Much of the particulate pollution over Los Angeles originates in China, according to the Journal of Geophysical Research. More pressing still, China has entered the most robust stage of its industrial revolution, even as much of the outside world has become preoccupied with global warming. Experts once thought China might overtake the United States as the world's leading producer of greenhouse gases by 2010, possibly later. Now, the International Energy Agency has said China could become the emissions leader by the end of this year. And the Netherlands Environment Assessment Agency said China had already passed the milestone. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, August 2007.